All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with some more of Mia. This all just feels like a terrible dream. A nightmare, more like it. Yeah, like the worst one ever. Plus, the fact that I can't do anything about it. It kills me, Viv. I know, Cindy. Still, I'm here for you.
Taking her hand, Vivian squeezes.
Thanks, that means a lot. More than you know. Anytime. Also, thank you, Sadie. Didn't have to come along, but I'm glad that you did. Oh, you're welcome. I only hope I'm not in the way. Of course you're not. Like, if you two want to be alone, we'll all stay right where we are, okay? Well, I'll be. Is that what's going down? Unless, of course, this is making you too uncomfortable? Well, I do kind of feel like I'm interrupting your moment. Again, you're not. Okay.
Sitting next to the couple, Sadie rubs her knees nervously.
That being said, I am still a little thrown about, well, this. Us, you mean? Yeah, it's super random. Well, you know I like girls. Can't be that random, right? I guess. Still, didn't see it coming. We tried keeping it under the radar, thought it'd be easier that way. Well, it's like this. Boys like girls, and sometimes girls like girls. It happens. It's a thing. Sometimes girls like boys and girls. Especially with my dad.
Her mind wandering back to the dire situation with her father, tears begin seeping again.
Just let it out, Cindy. You don't have to put on a brave...
And then the door opens. And you come walking through with Isla.
Damn right I do. You're here!
Vaulting off Vivian. Cindy darts over to Isla.
Not like that, she doesn't.
Throwing her arms around with all her might.
Hey, Cindy. You guys got back quicker than I expected. Yeah, these two spent enough time apart.
Saying this, you look to Sadie with a half-hearted smile.
Hey, Sadie, we weren't expecting to see you here. Oh, whatever. Yep, Grace asked me to come along. She did, huh? Probably didn't want these two to be alone.
Wiping the tears from Cindy's eyes, Isla herself starts welling up.
Again, it wasn't like that. Cindy, can't even begin to tell you how sorry I am that I wasn't here when you needed me. It's alright, must have been tough on you too. That's no excuse, I really dropped the ball. About Dad, do you think something bad happened to him? Don't know, but I'm praying it didn't. We gotta find him before it does. I don't even know where to start looking. The police will handle it, Cindy. Let's be honest, they'd do a much better job of it than we could. That's what everyone's saying. And they're right. We need to be patient and let things take their course. For now, focus on taking care of yourself, okay? Got you here now, right? No concern about that anymore.
Hugging her again, Isla squeezes as tight as she can.
Well, I think that's our cue. We'll call in the morning once we've had some all... Good Lord, can I talk tonight? We'll call in the morning once we've all had some much-needed rest. Okay. I like Vivian. She's a bitch, but that seems to be what draws me more towards her. Good idea. It'll also give these two some time alone. Thank you, all of you. I'm so grateful that Cindy has such good, kind people here to support her. Even when I wasn't. You're welcome. We were happy to help, really. I appreciate that. Right. Let's go. Try to get some sleep, you two. I'll try.
With Vivian and Sadie in tow, you leave the hotel room and make your way home. And it was a quiet, solemn trip, with very little being said.
Been there before. What a fucking day. And each one seems to be getting crazier than the last. Who knew a little town like this could get so dramatic, huh? That's always small towns that become drama towns, though. Tell me about it. Not sure how much more I can take. Sounds like you're about ready to go back to the real world. This is the real world, Sade. Problem is, it's a little too real.
Sitting up straight, you stare off into the distance, a stoic expression etched across your face.
Ah, like many men before him. Never in a million years did I think I'd be involved in something like this. Jesus, a fucking suicide. You think he's actually dead? Well, it's more likely than not. And how do you feel about that? What do you mean? It's no secret how you feel about the guy. You saying I might be hoping he's dead?
Sadie uncomfortably shifts in her seat, realizing the question might not have been all that appropriate.
That's a fair question.
Realizing the question might not have been all that appropriate.
Man, this is a hard fucking, like, technically, if it was me, I'd say admit that a part of you hopes for the worst, because I do not fucking like, you know, honestly, though, like, part of me's like, you know, it's not really good to wish ill on people, but then there's, like, really awful people in the world that do horrible things, and he kind of is one of them. Like, he treats his wife like shit, he cheats on her. He's not really a good role model for his daughter, but he does care about his family. However, he's very militant. So it's really hard for me to deny hoping for something bad, because he does seem to be a bad person. But, you know, maybe the best thing for us to do is want something better to happen for that person. Maybe they'll make a change in their life, right? So instead of saying, oh, I hope, like, something horrible happens, well, maybe something good will happen that changes the way they behave. Perhaps. Because people can always change. If that's what you're asking, no, I might not like the guy. In fact, I kind of despise him. Still, I don't wish harm on him. Mainly because how much it affects Cindy and Isla. That's true, too. I wasn't even focusing on them. I was bringing it towards, you know, what I had seen of the guy and what I don't like about the guy. I wasn't thinking about his family at all. Might be a little self-centered, but sometimes men get like that around other men. Right, of course. It was a stupid thought to begin with. Not stupid at all. I'm sure many people would feel differently, and I wouldn't blame them. Yeah, same here. Yeah, I suppose so. Anyway, I'm gonna go to bed. Got a hunch that tomorrow's gonna be just as hectic as today, if not more. Good idea. I'll join you in a bit, but might go have a word with Grace first. Alright, I'll see you up there in a bit.
Picking herself off the couch, Sadie heads out of the living room.
I don't think they're gonna be doing any fucking tonight. This doesn't seem to be a fucking night for them. It's just, I get those vibes.
However, before she does, her head turns back with a suggestive look.
Try not to take too long, okay? Okay, so I've been surprised. Maybe they're stressed out and they feel like the fucking might de-stress them. And sometimes it'd be like that. Still have a little bit of energy left in me. Okay. I don't know if she'll be like that in her 30s. 40s, but right now, yeah, she's got that energy. Is that so? Yep.
Saying no more, she finally disappears from the room.
Wow, that's a surprise. Really didn't expect her to be in the mood for anything after what went down tonight. Luckily, I'm just that irresistible. Or she's just really horny.
Getting up, you yourself now head off.
Oh well, sex is sex. Best not look a gift horse in the mouth, right?
Not long after, you're in front of Grace's room and you enter with a knock.
Grace, you in there? Grim, you're back!
Yep.
Don't want to keep you up, but I thought debriefing you on what happened was a good idea. Hopefully everything went well.
Walking further into the room, you nod to both of them.
Yeah, it did. At least as well as it could have. So I take it you got in touch with Isla?
Yeah, I did.
She was still at home. Also, found her a little worse for wear. Not handling it well, huh?
Not the best, no.
Was hitting the wine pretty hard. I don't blame her. Such a terrible situation. Anyway, after I helped sober her up, we eventually got back to the hotel.
I'm relieved to hear that.
How's Cindy taking it? She must be beside herself, the poor girl. She was adamant about going out to look for Sebastian, but we talked her down. She's lucky to have people like you around her. Wish I could have been by her side, but... well, you know.
With the two of you forgetting how out of the loop Laura is on the whole drama, she looks at Grace in confusion.
Know what? Just tell me. Did something happen?
A lot of things happen all the time. What a stupid question to ask.
Don't get bitchy.
You're alluding to something right in front of me, aren't you?
Why wouldn't I ask to be filled in on it? Because there's no reason you need to know about it. All you need to know is that Cindy hates me.
Suddenly, Laura shifts her focus onto you.
What's she hiding, Grim? If she won't tell, you can. Laura! Ignore her. Go on, spill it.
Nice try, but I can't.
If Grace doesn't feel comfortable saying it, I definitely won't.
Well, nice to know where your loyalty is, at least.
Come on, don't be like that. You know it's not for me to tell.
Exactly, now let's drop it.
Sitting on the bed with the two of them, you decide to shift topics onto something slightly more positive.
All that aside, I still didn't get a chance to congratulate you.
On the bar?
Of course. I know it's not the best time for happiness, but you must be ecstatic on the inside.
Hearing this, Grace can't help smiling.
As you can see, she is. Barely able to even contain herself.
Oh, stop it, Laura.
That being said, I really am. I mean, it's a giant load off my back. Feels like I can actually breathe for the first time in a long while.
That's great. I'm so happy for you, Grace.
Well, you also had a big hand in it, Grim. I want you to know that. Without your help, I'm not sure that if this would ever have happened.
Glad I could help, but it totally would have.
It was just a matter of time.
Maybe, maybe not.
Regardless, I'm in your debt, whether you like it or not.
The corners of her mouth turning upward, she again attempts stifling her smile.
No need to try so hard at appearing glum. You got every right to be in a good mood.
Huh?
Mia said the same thing. Honestly, it's probably the happiest I saw her in quite a while. Of course, she had the good sense of waiting until we're home before actually showing it. Wish I could have seen it.
So do I.
Huh? Weren't you guys together?
Oh, we were, but...
suppose Mia's only willing to show joy in front of anyone other than me. To be fair, it wasn't really a moment that involved you.
So what?
I could barely get a hug out of her.
Sorry to hear that, but this really isn't about you.
As much as it kills you to hear it.
It doesn't kill me. I just don't think it's too much to ask for.
Anyway, seeing her like that warmed my heart.
Also,
what?
Don't know. It took away a lot of the guilt I was feeling for having her move here.
Guilt?
Yes.
I convinced Mia to uproot her entire life and come work for me. However, for some time I got the impression that maybe she's regretting it. Hell, maybe even I was also having regrets.
I get it, but...
to be perfectly frank, she didn't have much of a life back home.
You did her a favor, and she knows that. Perhaps. Now that we can agree on. Really? What, is that so surprising to hear? Yeah, kinda. I always thought you resented me for taking her away. No, never did. Sure, I was definitely surprised by it. And the way in which she left was bizarre, to say the least. However, Grimm's right. She really was directionless back then. You gave her some purpose, something she's sorely been missing for a long, long time. Thanks. No need to thank me. Just saying it like it is. Holy crap, is hell frozen over? Because you two are actually in agreement on something. I know, it's unsettling, isn't it? I shudder to think what you've been filling his head with about me, Grace. Nothing you wouldn't freely admit to yourself. Anyway, I'm gonna go to bed. We can discuss the good news more, however.
Getting off the bed. You ready yourself to leave?
Or rather, the good news more tomorrow.
Getting off the bed. You ready yourself to leave?
Will we? I predict tomorrow's priority will probably be Sebastian. Terrible situation, but at the end of the day, you take priority over him every time. Well, whether or not it's terrible depends on who you ask. What do you mean? Let's just say that Mia's been somewhat apathetic to the whole thing. Mia's been apathetic to a lot of things lately, it seems. What exactly did she say? Nothing. I shouldn't repeat it. Yikes, that bad, huh? No sympathy for the devil, her words. Well, sure. Still, there's Cindy and Isla to think about. Yeah, she has her own thoughts on that. That girl needs an attitude adjustment. Really, I don't know what's cutting into her. No, you do not. Hopefully you never will. All right. That's enough. Let's all stop gossiping and get back to bed. Okay, I'll see you guys in the morning. Night, Grim.
Heading back to your room now, you feel exhaustion of the day finally catch up.
God, feels like I aged about 5 years just this summer. So much drama. And here I was, thinking I left that stuff behind years ago. Although, to be fair, I brought a lot of that drama on myself.
Entering your bedroom, you're immediately struck by the sight before you. Sitting coyly on the bed was Sadie.
All right, here we go, guys. Let's get started.
Decked out in one of her eye-popping outfits that she always looked amazing in.
Hey there. Wow, you really aren't ready for bed yet, huh? Nope. Still got a few moments to kill before then. I mean, you look amazing. Thanks, thought you'd appreciate it. Especially after tonight. You didn't have to do all this. I know it's been a rough night on you two. Yeah, I didn't have to, but I wanted to. Besides, all that stuff with Sebastian aside, let's not forget we have something to celebrate. And I've yet to properly congratulate you. Talking about the bar? Uh-huh, I most certainly am. Thought this would be something you'd appreciate the most. Sex? Yeah, unless, of course, you think now is not the most appropriate time.
Turning away, Sadie kneels onto the bed, her perfect ass pointing at you.
In which case, I'm happy to go change into something else. Well, not that happy. Oh God, no! Please, for the love of God, do not do that! If you do, I might actually cry. And neither of us wants that to happen, believe me. Alright then, I'll keep it on, but you better get on this bed with me real soon. Starting to feel a little silly sitting all on my own. Really? Well, we can't have that, can we?
Joining her on the bed. Your hands slide to Sadie's buttocks, gently massaging them.
I quite like this. Not as much as I do, because that's impossible.
Softly kissing her cheek, you see goosebumps rise on her milky skin.
After all this time, I still get to you, huh? Is it that obvious? Kiss. Yeah, it is.
Turning around, you notice Sadie's face became flushed, her eyes glistening as they adoringly stare into yours.
Can't imagine that'll ever change, either. You made me feel this way since the first time we kissed. Still remember that, huh? Like it was yesterday.
About a year ago. Her fingers dipping into the fountain's water. Sadie swirls them along the surface, finally with a deep sense of frustration. She flings them out, splashing us some water across the pavement.
Oh wow, this is her a year ago.
Only to sit and watch as it dries in the next few moments.
Phew, it's warm outside, but looks like it might rain any minute. Although, so what if it does? I'd rather get drenched than go home, that's for sure.
Almost as if the universe is testing her, suddenly, drops of rain begin pattering down.
Fuck! This really isn't my day, is it? Don't believe me, huh? Is that it? I'll sit out here all goddamn day for all I care. Probably gonna look like a complete lunatic, too. Just one random girl sitting all alone in...
Sadie shifts her head to the side and... see someone.
Oh, guess I'm not alone. And from the look of it, he might even be more miserable than me. Oh, so that's how... They say misery loves company. Kinda cute, though. Oh, God.
Spinning away from the guy, she covers her face in embarrassment.
You were talking out loud all this time. Ugh, shoot me now.
Completely forgetting about rain, Sadie feels her entire body clam up, desperately hoping that you didn't overhear a word she said. Well, not that it matters, she thought. Because you obviously had your own problems.
Okay.
She's simply a stranger who's definitely sitting far away. Far enough not to...
Hey! Oh no!
Fighting against the urge to keep her hands plastered over her face, Sadie panics, realizing you're now standing right beside her.
Hello?
However, you're not going anywhere, it seems. So begrudgingly, she uncovers her face and turns her head to look up you.
Hi!
Seeing your eyes is locked with hers, Sadie feels all the blood in her body rush to her cheeks, causing them to turn a brighter red than ever before.
We should probably get out of this rain, huh?
Still saying nothing, she simply stares at me.
Is everything okay? Huh? It's just that I was sitting over there and I heard you. That wasn't me. I didn't say anything.
She instinctively blurts this out, not wanting you to think she's a crazy person. Unfortunately, it only made her look even crazier.
But we're the only people here. So unless I'm hearing things... No, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just... Don't know what the hell I'm saying. Yeah, I'm starting to pick up on that.
Stepping forward, you hold out a hand to introduce yourself.
By the way, I'm Grim. Sadie. Nice to meet you, Sadie. You too.
However, your hand remains unshaken.
Uh-oh.
Awkwardly, you pull away without saying anything.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Didn't even see your hand there. Oh God, what am I doing? It's fine. You didn't offend me or anything, don't worry. I like how he's playing this. Take notes, gentlemen. Probably would have just assumed you had a thing about germs or something. Because of all that talking to myself stuff? No, I consider those two to be mutually exclusive. Oh.
Standing in the drizzle, a few moments pass before you do something that completely takes Sadie by surprise. You sit next to her.
What are you doing? Sitting? Why? Would you prefer I don't? Should I run around in the rain? I can do laps. Do jumping jacks. Push-ups. Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. No, it's just, you're gonna get soaked. I don't mind, we can get soaked together.
Once again, a silence ensues. Sadie's shyness not helping that fact whatsoever.
So she's incredibly attractive, but she's very shy. Which is actually a real thing, guys. Maybe not now in the Instagram age, but back in the day, it was. You would meet the hot, shy girl. Oh, you're interested in? Oh, you think I look good? Huh? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. Is there something on my face? No. Are you sure there? No. I mean, yes. Not to come across as creepy, but I actually saw you around campus a few times. You have? I don't think I noticed you. Ouch. Didn't mean it like that. I know, just kidding. Makes sense anyway. I'm not a very memorable person. Honestly, what you're doing right now is pretty memorable. Yeah, well, glad to hear it. Wouldn't normally do something like this, but seeing you, I thought to hell with it. Why'd you think that? Well, because you're really pretty.
Hearing this, Sadie feels her cheeks redden again. Somehow, even more than before, if that's even possible.
Sorry, I'm probably making you uncomfortable, huh? No!
She shoots this with an unexpected level of fervor.
I mean, no, you're not making me uncomfortable at all. I mean, you can even go to what Grim has said. Like, look, but dude, you're like really hot. I mean, I've said that before. It's like, really? You think so? It's like, yeah, you look really hot, I think. And, I mean, it's blunt. It's just being reasonable. Because, well, yeah. Just say it, Sadie. I already told you he thinks you're pretty. Say he's cute, too. Nothing. You idiot, you're totally blowing this.
Suddenly, the rain begins pouring down, as if the sky itself were disappointed in Sadie's lack of confidence.
Damn, this really turned ugly. Should get under some shelter before we catch cold.
Jumping to your feet, you grab Sadie's hand.
There you go. She's about to melt. Come on, let's go to that tree.
You speak the words, but Sadie hears none of it.
And she's gonna grab onto his hand like you ain't never seen before.
Instead, she just looks at your hand, interlocked together, absorbing the warmth emanating from your palm into her entire body.
As I said, she's gonna melt.
No, even more than that. Her entire being. And it's something she's never ever felt before.
Sadie? Huh? We going? Yeah.
She didn't know to where, but in that moment, she would go with you anywhere.
She didn't know to where, but in that moment, she'd go anywhere. All right, we're going to hell. Come on, let's get going. As long as I'm holding you, we'll go meet the devil together. Then let's get a move on.
With a little tug, Sadie pops up and follows you. From the fountain and across the short distance to the tree you just gestured towards.
We both got the same book bag. That's better. At least we won't get completely drenched here. Yeah.
Still struggling to maintain eye contact, Sadie turns her gaze down. Not knowing what else to do, she wraps her hands around herself, the wetness that's clinging to her body, causing her to shiver.
You're cold. I'll be okay. Maybe.
That being said, you step closer to her, placing both hands over Sadie's shoulders.
May I? Okay. She's still nervous. This is new. She's freaking out.
Slowly you pull her in, your arms gently folding around her entire body, squeezing ever so lightly.
She's scared, but she's gonna hug him back. This should help. Again, I swear I'm not trying to be a creep.
Her head resting against your chest, Sadie's eyes closed, finally calming from your presence. In fact, more than just calming, she was starting to feel cared for. A feeling she's clearly been missing for a long time.
Warming up yet? A little. Good. Want me to let go now? No. No.
As she says this, you smile.
I mean, it's okay if you don't wanna. Please say you want to. Please say you want to. Please say you want to. Never, ever, 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 ever. And she says, it's okay if you don't know. Continue to do the man thing. I want to.
Instantly, she smiles.
Yes.
Perhaps the most genuine smile she had in years.
What's going on here? I don't even know this person. Well, welcome to love at first sight. I mean, attractions, hormones. I go through all the science, oxytocin, norepinephrine, dopamine, serotonin, all those wonderful little chemicals that do things to our bodies when we get close to each other and we feel compatible with another person. He's a complete and total stranger, as most women have thought when they met their husbands. I don't know this man from Adam. Still, it's odd. Somehow, it doesn't feel that way. It simply feels normal.
The nerves slowly beginning to subside. Sadie looks up at you. Only to see you gazing back, your eyes as piercing as one of Cupid's arrows.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't think she was wearing that at the time, guys. Maybe later on. Can I confess something to you? Sure. Don't know if you can tell, but my heart's racing like mad. Why? How could it not when I'm holding someone as beautiful as you? Huh. Never knew I could sound this cringy. Oh, come on, that's poetry. You don't mean that. He thinks he's being corny. She thinks she's hearing fucking... What is that guy? The Notebook. I don't know his name, but The Notebook. Twilight. Everything the women are into. Well, I don't know about the... maybe a little bit of the stuff today. Yes, I do. Can't think of anything I ever meant more. Somehow, she just brings it out of me.
Like in a movie, suddenly, out of nowhere, on such an awful day as this, you show up, right now, with your arms around her, all of that awfulness disintegrated into nothing. Even more, it imbued her with courage. Enough to even ask this.
I know we just met, okay? Still, would you mind doing one thing for me? What's that? Kiss me. I'm so glad you said that. I was just about to ask the same.
Leaning in, you draw closer and closer to her, until your lips are practically brushing Sadie's. And then you kiss her, softly, making sure not to do too much, too fast.
Yeah, you just met.
A simple kiss. However, one that contained a level of intimacy and connection that's inexplicable beneath the surface.
Yeah, there they go. Wow. Was that okay? More than okay. It was perfect.
With you still embraced in each other's arms, the rain abruptly ceases.
Thank God, it felt like I was yelling during a, you know, like you see on the weather report. All right, Bob, it's going really crazy out here. There's rain pouring down and wind. And that's what I felt like I was doing a few minutes ago. Would you look at that? Some timing, huh? Tell me about it.
Soon, the clouds start parting and the sun peeks through, illuminating the park with a yellowish glow.
What the hell? What's this about?
Fate, she thinks, but doesn't say it. Instead, Sadie simply laughs along with you. Although the rain stopped pouring and the sun is now shining.
Oh, okay.
For a while, the two of you remain right where you are, together. Back to the present.
It was pretty magical, huh? And I think she has matured fairly well since then. Also, you know, she's more confident. Notice how she wears her hair and everything. She didn't seem like she was real confident, very shy. But when she got with this man, it kind of gave her like a purpose. Again, it said she felt cared for. So she was like, okay, I'm gonna let my wild side out a little bit, right? Because it's all these things she's been wanting to do and she's never been able to do them because she's not very confident. And a lot of ladies, even the young ladies now, they have that issue. You know, that's why we have a lot of single men and women right now. A lot of people just aren't communicating. They're very shy. Social media has ruined a lot of their perceptions of each other. And they're not doing the thing here. They're not meeting, they're not kissing, they're not becoming a couple. They're not getting married, having kids, or anything. So, I don't know what needs to happen, but I'm not here to talk much about that. Obviously, you guys are here for the AVN, and we want to bring you that. I mean, there are definitely problems, but we're trying to solve them. We're trying to maybe fix some things, hopefully. Things can't get much worse with relationships and couples these days, can they? I don't know. But, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia as it draws to a close. Keep in mind, guys, our next game is rolling back into the Lust Academy. I know you guys are excited about that, so just stay tuned. We'll have it for you. At any rate, I'm out.